Hello and welcome back. Today we're going to do a very gentle solstice stillness practice. And before we begin, I want to name something really clearly. Stillness can feel unsafe, especially if your nervous system is used to scanning, bracing, anticipating, or staying busy to stay regulated. So this practice is not about forcing silence or stillness. It's about exploring a version of stillness that your body can actually tolerate, with softness, movement, and choice woven in. You can sit, lay down, lean against a wall, or you can listen while fidgeting, pacing, or rocking. This practice meets you where you are. Let's begin. Notice where your body meets the surface beneath you. If stillness feels edgy or activating, give yourself permission to shift, sway, or adjust. Stillness does not mean holding still. It means letting your body settle into something that feels true right now. Take a slow inhale through your nose, and a long, gentle exhale through the mouth. Let your shoulders drop, even just a millimeter. Let your jaw soften. Let your hands rest however they want to rest. If it feels supportive, whisper to yourself, "I don't have to be perfectly calm to be present. I am safe to arrive in my own way." Let your awareness widen, hearing the quiet hum of the room, the subtle sounds around you, and the rise and fall of your breath. No pressure, no forcing, just arriving. Now bring your attention to the back of your body, your spine, your shoulders, your hips. Imagine gravity as a companion, not pulling you down, but gently reminding you that you don't have to hold everything alone. If your body wants to move, rock, tap, or wiggle, let it. Movement is a form of nervous system release. Stillness and motion can coexist. With each exhale, see if something can soften. A bit of jaw tension, a tight breath, the mental list you've been gripping, the expectation to relax correctly. Whisper to yourself if it helps, "I can be restless and still present." Inhale to receive support and exhale to release pressure. If your mind wanders, return with kindness. Stillness is not about emptiness. It's about gentleness with what shows up. The solstice is a threshold, a pause between darkness and light. It's the longest night before brightness returns. A reminder that rest is not the opposite of growth. It's the soil that growth grows from. Place a hand on your heart or belly if it feels grounding, or place your hands on the floor or your legs if that feels safer. Whisper softly, "I can rest in the in-between. I can pause without disappearing." Let your breath find whatever rhythm feels accessible. It doesn't have to be slow. It doesn't have to be deep. Just let it be yours. Now imagine a small, warm light resting at the center of your chest. It doesn't need to glow brighter or expand. Just exist. A quiet reminder that warmth returns, even after long seasons. Stay here for a few breaths. Re-emerge gently. Begin to deepen your inhale just a little. Feel the edges of your body again, your fingers, your toes, the shape of your face, your shoulders. If it feels right, wiggle or stretch. Roll your wrists, point and flex your feet, yawn or sigh. Let sound move through. Remind yourself, I can come back slowly. You don't have to shift from stillness into action. You can transition through softness, the way light slowly returns after the solstice. Take one final inhale and one long loosening exhale. Whisper gently, stillness doesn't have to be silent. I can meet what's next with steadiness. Thank you for taking these moments with me. Whether you were still, shifting, breathing, fidgeting, or simply listening, you can return to this solstice stillness practice anytime you need grounding, whether it's midwinter, midsummer, or just a long day. For more body-based resets and gentle nervous system practices, head on over to my website. May the softer version of stillness carry you into whatever comes next.